Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Tarrant County Sheriff's Office says it needs your help in finding a missing girl.
17-year-old Olivia Matthews was last seen near Beach Creek Drive and Hazelnook Road in Edgecliff Village at around 6:15 yesterday evening. David McClellan with the Tarrant County Sheriff's Office says Olivia was captured on home surveillance video willingly getting into a car with two people inside.
We're currently looking for a gold Chevy vehicle with damage to the rear bumper. We believe it is a 2000 to 2004 Chevy Impala model.
McClellan says investigators are proceeding as if Olivia is in immediate danger.
There was a possible threat made to the parents that we have not disclosed any of that because it is an ongoing investigation.
At the time, Olivia was wearing a red t-shirt, black shorts, and white tennis shoes. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And we have a picture of Olivia and some video. It's on our website at krld.com. A Lancaster man has been indicted for taking a firearm into a secure area of the Dallas County Jail. KRLD's LP Phillips tells us how the gun got in there.
Court records say on March 5th, Sidney Ray Williams, a convicted felon, was pulled over by a DPS trooper. He was wearing body armor, something felons cannot have. He was arrested and transported to Lewis-Sterrett Jail. Jasmine Carter of the Sheriff's Office says it was only after the trooper got Williams inside the jail sallyport that they find he had been armed the entire time.
Did a secondary search by our sallyport and found a .45 caliber gun.
DPS Lieutenant Lonnie Haschel says Williams actually had another gun that he did tell the troopers about, but the .45 was hidden behind the body armor.
The demeanor of Mr. Williams was not conducive for the trooper to start taking off all that stuff out on the street.
Haschel says between the armor and the handcuffs, Williams would not have had access to the gun, but should have told the trooper about it. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Also in the news, there are strikes going on in 19 Texas cities and around the world. These are climate change strikes. One of the rallies is in Fort Worth next to City Hall. John McFarland is taking part.
We felt that City Hall actually is a focal point in Fort Worth. And so that's who we're targeting right now is our local leaders who can actually pass ordinances and laws.
Other rallies today in Dallas, Denton, Allen, McKinney, Sherman, also in Houston, Uvalde, and several other Texas cities. We'll have more on this coming up at 1210 on KRLD. And Big Tech's getting ready for the state fair.
A crane hoisted Big Tech's into his spot. He hasn't started talking yet, but some people did bring their kids to watch this morning.
It's really awesome. It's neat getting to watch them put them up and everything.
You like it all, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of your fair?
Everything.
Everything?
The State Fair of Texas, Carissa Condianis, says Big Tech is sporting a new shirt and new boots.
We work year-round for this. We're already planning for future fairs. So it's really cool also that people get to come and see behind the scenes.
The boots show a yellow rose of Texas and other Texas icons like the Space Shuttle, Alamo, an oil derrick, and windmill over a state flag.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones commenting on the recently released former first-round draft pick Taco Charlton. Jones telling 105.3 The Fan that Taco just wasn't able to get back up when things got tough.
When he didn't get there, he just wilted. It just looked like it impacted everything that he was going to do for the rest of the practice.
And Jones also agrees with several high-profile players like Tom Brady that there are too many penalties being called this season.
We've always continually looked at this area, this interior line play especially. And we've always measured that and always had a debate there with it. Maybe we swung too far.
The Cowboys are looking to go 3-0 this weekend when they take on the Dolphins at AT&T Stadium. At the moment, they're 22-point favorites. Some items from one of the most famous outlaw or infamous outlaw couples ever up for auction this weekend in Boston. It's a book of poetry written by Bonnie Parker and a watch belonging to Clyde Barrow. Just some of the items being sold. There's also a wanted poster issued by the Dallas Police Department in for them in 1933. Of course, they were shot to death in Louisiana in 1934. And a senior Trump administration official says the United States plans to sign an agreement to make El Salvador a safe haven for migrants seeking asylum. The official was not authorized to speak publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity, but told the Associated Press that Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan would be signing a cooperative asylum agreement with El Salvador. Perhaps it could happen today.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.